Okay, let's all take a deep breath and be present in the moment, alert, and very conscious. And let us welcome the Council of 12. We are the Council of 12. You are receiving this teaching at a whole different level than you have ever received it. We want you to take note how this is changing how you receive what we are transmitting. Let us give you this piece so you might remember. When we first introduced ourselves to you, we said to you, we are streams of consciousness from the realms, the creative realms of Source, united with that creative energy. And you, each one of you, as you perceive yourself as individual creators of form. Yes, you are that. That is an aspect of you. However, you are a vast stream of consciousness. That is very much a part of this council. And we give you that now. We transmit that to you now so that you might always remember that you are vast, a vast stream of creative light. In complete unification with the source of your being, because you, dear ones, as we are streams of this consciousness that was originally created and manifested in pure light, in the image and similitude of that source. So it gives you a different perspective when we come to you and we say to you, we are the Council of 12. We, including you, and we are a stream of that consciousness, as are you. There will come a time, beloveds, when you will actually speak through the stream of which you are a part. Now take a deep breath. And let's venture into some activations and some energetic upgrades, concepts, if you will, that need to be woven in to your consciousness. Take a deep breath. If you will remember, in our pre-conference dialogue, when we helped you activate that sixth light packet, it began to emanate a brilliant golden light. The sixth light packet also activated that ninth strand of DNA. This light packet was placed in the heart center of your light body, which has become your new etheric body. Your etheric body has not yet become a ka body, but it does influence you and your physical body tremendously by amplifying your entire unified field, bringing it in fully into fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional consciousness. It pushes you through the ninth DNA strand to know yourself in the fuller wisdom of the soul that came into your present body to experience creating form within form. The sixth light packet changes for eternity any separation anomalies that affect your physical body as it functions in the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional states of consciousness. It brings a fuller conscious awareness of who you are as a light being created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. When the sixth light packet activated the ninth strand of DNA, this was a big step forward. It was a big step in your ascension process. The ninth DNA strand relates to your soul and the purpose of your soul that brought you into the present state of being. This is important for you to recognize. The ninth strand of DNA is also a very important strand because it has not been a viable strand since the fall of consciousness. It has not been available to you since you have been incarnating in a third and fourth density in a physical body that is of that density. Know that you have had many incarnations in this density, thousands to be specific, some longer than others. The sixth light packet is key to the activation of the ninth strand of DNA, because this activation relates to your soul's purpose of coming into a physical body to experience creating in form. This provided the opportunity to grow your awareness and alter your third dimensional body so that you could create a fifth dimensional physical body. The upgrade of the sixth light packet is essential to creating and manifesting your fifth dimensional physical body that could hold a fuller expression of your light body. Take a deep breath. Conscious and alert. The breath, if you will be conscious of the breath, will keep you present and alert. It helps the body assimilate those rarefied energetics that are being transmitted from the creative realms. It helps the body to stay conscious, because when you concentrate on the breath, that is that living breath of you, keeps your body alert and conscious. So let's take another deep breath. Help your body now. Let us weave that eighth dimensional light template into the body and the ninth DNA strand. Be aware of yourself in your light body that is vibrating in a frequency of 150% light. Be aware of yourself sitting in your cosmic crucible of light. Another breath, conscious and aware. The eighth dimensional light template has been unlocked at a very basic level at the present time. It does, however, reconnect you to the higher light aspect of yourself and sets in motion different frequencies and sequences of light codes. As we move forward together in this teaching series, this eighth dimensional light template will change everything, including how you perceive yourself to be. Do not attempt to draw from this newly unlocked eighth dimensional light template quite yet. Just be aware of this magnificent template and receive what is transmitted in these beginning stages. Notice how streams of light from the eighth dimensional light template are coming from your unified field that is pulsating key magnetic pulses of pure light. See the streams of this magnificent light also streaming into the apex of your fourth triad. Be aware of how this eighth dimensional light template is radiating in the eighth chakra and your higher mind, as well as in your soul star and your earth star. Take a deep breath. The connection of your eighth dimensional field of light is a very real event taking place at this moment. The complete connection will take the rest of this month to stabilize and transmit the luminous light that you have not had access to since the fall of consciousness. See how this eighth dimensional light template is affecting your ninth strand of DNA at this very moment. It has a glow that the other DNA strands do not have. It is a golden glow that has within it brilliant, sparkling golden stars like no other DNA strand. The sixth light packet is also filled with the luminous eighth dimensional light and a star-studded effervescence. With these activational alterations, and when they are fully integrated, your ascension path will widen and you will move forward in ways that you cannot imagine now. Let us sit together in our crucible and allow all of us to sit in this glorious field of light and absorb all of the frequencies of radiant light that are being transmitted to you. And sit together in unity and receive this radiant light. Feel the unity in this crucible now as you have never felt unified in this state of radiance before. We will now close this portion of today's session. Blessings.